I need to deal with the one on self-preservation. Whoso treasureth my word shall not be deceived. That's only found in the inspired version. So we have the law of self-preservation. Now, for every attempt that Satan made on Jesus, when he came to him like this, Jesus held up the shield. It is written. Now, it says elsewhere that all the temptations that Jesus went through are the same temptations that you and I have to deal with. Now I raise a question. In view of the, what's the word I ought to say? In view of the ill scriptural illiteracy, not only of our people, but of all of Christendom. I'm a patriarch, and every time someone comes to me, usually a young person, the first thing I want to know from them, how much have you read of the three books? And I very seldom ever find one that has read all the three books. Now, Ray Zinser, who's quite a man to deal with youth camps, and I've had dealings with the youth camps, and I can stand up, but I stood up before the cream of Central Missouri State, or of Philadelphia, or wherever I have been, Portland, Oregon. If I have a group of young people and ask them to raise their hands, how many have read the Book of Mormon through? And if I get 5%, I'm doing good. Now, we are in a dangerous situation. And the highest priority of the church for our day is teaching our youth to meet. If it was necessary for Christ to know his scriptures well enough to resist any temptation that Satan would bring to him with, it is written. If there ever was a time right now in this church, we need what is in the scriptures. It is written. Well, let's go on. I'm going to have to move here along. That makes the second ingredient.